rest of them.
No, that's
but
fine.
These are the actual wording of a conditional use.
Okay.
The recreational, entertainment, outdoors, campground, RV park, shooting range, nightly rental has a C under A1 as a conditional use.
I'm sorry, Mr. Kitchen, if I could just interrupt for a second. That was my point. One of the conditional uses of this that was not listed in the staff report is a motorized recreational vehicle track.
Okay.
That was never discussed.
Okay.
So he conveniently left out a word, motorized vehicle racing track.
I disagree with that, sir, and I bring it up because he just... I'm sorry, but
yeah,
just
sir,
me,
you've
just
had
said,
yeah,
racing
you,
track.
You've had your time. We'll.
It doesn't say that, Scott. It only says that in the subparagraphs.
I'm looking at it right here. So.
Are you on my time? This
you've already had your time. So
yeah,
we're
ignore the applicability section and only focus on the subparagraph.
So you want to come back up and address any of the comments, questions from the public hearing?
There's two things that I would like to address for just initially. Some of it just seems so far off course, I don't know what to respond to, but I will point out two things. So as far as MoDOT goes, the state of Missouri, okay, and JJ Highway, the property is surrounded with a fence, okay? So, I mean, there's only so much there to keep somebody from sneaking on some other place, but that we do have security cameras across the property, all right? Our entrance, okay, it's 500 yards. It's not 50 yards. It's 500 yards from line of sight, north and south. 500 feet, excuse me, 500 feet. Okay, pardon me. I'm getting excited. 500 feet from north and south, okay? So whether someone's coming from the north or the south, there's a 500-foot line of sight, okay? And we also gave MoDOT a quarter acre, so that way there will always be a line of sight. Nothing can grow there. Nothing can be in its way. So that way, no matter what, there's always going to be enough clearing, which is what the state says is all that is needed regarding a commercial entrance for a road like that. The other thing I'd like to say is this, is everything that's being done, and according to the state of Missouri, it's suffice that it stops there from being a long trail of vehicles. Like, we have a large entrance, and there's plenty of line of sight from north and south. So we don't foresee that being an issue. We have a very large, it's a 10-acre spot people can turn into. There's plenty of room. That's the point. And so we mitigate that issue by giving the space and the line of sight that's needed by the state. And so, and we've met those requirements. And so that's why the state of Missouri gave us the thumbs up. The other thing I wanted to say is I wanted to repeat one thing was this is not a racetrack, okay? Would you like to? Okay. I also wanted to address one other thing. The gentleman that was the name that was stated, the gentleman that supposedly worked for Texplex, does not and has not worked for Texplex as a manager. He actually works for and runs one of the biggest racetracks. That was probably
fight.
What is it?
Mid-America
and Texas is a different company. And so it sounds like somebody that wanted to try and stop a competitor from being able to move forward is what it sounds like. There was never an issue raised officially of there being a noise or dust issue. It was the fact that there was an offer made that the owner felt like he couldn't say no to. And that's realistic, more than double what it was worth. So, those are two things. Oh, there's one other thing. And thank you again for the time. As far as how the daily routine. So what I want to just create one quick picture for you really quick. We're not coming in here and just saying, okay, hey, there's these trails out here and you pay and then you can go and ride and good luck. That's not what it looks like. Okay, we're having 24 hours, 7 days a week, as long as we're open right now, probably 5 days a week. But as long as we're open, security on the premise. And then not only that, but we're having daily maintenance because the people that are involved in this, this isn't their first rodeo. So it's not there's not going to be place for there to be just random trails developed. This is a developed area, and if anybody knows that area out there, is familiar with it, you can't just go riding anywhere. You can't. The terrain, it doesn't allow you. It had to be it had to be like it was developed when we got the property. I believe it was said there was 75 miles of pre-existing trail, because you can't just go drive from north to south. You just can't do it. It's too much terrain. So it's something that can be mitigated and it can be kept up, and that's the point. And the professionals that are hired to do so are going to do that on a daily basis. And so there's also going to be someone that rides the trail daily to make sure that it's clear and it's ready for the people that are there. And that's who we're catering to, and that's what's important to us. You know, it's kind of the whole point of the idea. I want to say one last thing in conclusion. I feel like a Baptist preacher. 3 points in conclusion now. That was a joke. My dad was a pastor. if I lost my train of thought, give me a second. But
What about hours of operation?
Hours of operation. There's no night riding right now. We're not going to allow that. It's just from dusk till dawn. Yeah. Well, I mean, later in the season, the hours extend later, you know, so I mean, it's almost 9 o'clock before it gets dark at some points in Missouri. So, you know, the hours will adjust to the time. We also talked about let's see here. I wanted to touch on just a couple things here that were mentioned. One was, so every vehicle that comes out is going to be required to have, for noise limits. It's going to be so we're going to meet two kinds of standards, okay? One is the OSHA standard for noise and volume and the forest safety standard. So these two things are very important to us. So every vehicle that comes out has to have a muffler. The K&Ms that come out of the, shop. Okay, at a 50-foot range from the muffler, okay, you're at an 82 decibels. Okay, that's clear open space from 50 feet from the muffler. Okay, 80 decibels is an alarm clock that you wake up to in the morning. 80. The OSHA standard regulation for safety noise, okay, to be around is about 90, 93. When you go from 50 feet open space, and now all of a sudden you put trees in the midst of it, and then you put a decline 20, 50, 100, 400 feet, the noise is absorbed. So, I mean, as far as noise concern goes, there really isn't, because the majority of the trails is inside the – it's in the forest.
Are you going to have your own UGVs, ATVs to rent?
Yes, sir.
Okay, but you can't control what you just talked about. Somebody coming in.
Well, there's only one entrance and one exit. So, I mean.
Somebody that's putting off noise in their vehicle. So, how do you control them?
Sure. So, every vehicle that has to check in, so they have to check in. This is the main entrance where, off the side of JJ, where we talked about. Okay. They have to come into the sales office and they have to do a transaction before they can go out on the course, which is the entrance is right next to the office. And so every machine is required to have a muffler. And then also on top of a muffler, it's called a spark arrestor. And so those are two things that identify the vehicle as being worthy to be able to go out.
Is there any regulatory agency within your industry? You talk about there's all kinds of these places around that people come and want to go to.
Sure.
Overall, people that make sure you guys do what you say you're going to do, you're good enough, the commitment you make.
I mean, not that we've been able to find in the area. I mean, we have.
I'm not asking you to go look for a government agency.
Sure, sure.
I'm just saying, is there somebody?
We made a request to someone to do a specific noise analysis, and they told us we were stupid. Pretty much is what they did, and they wouldn't come out. And so what we did was we found what OSHA's regulations were, and we know we're going to be underneath what OSHA's regulations.
And I'm not just talking about noise. I'm talking about safety.
Sure.
All kinds of things that this gentleman pointed out that I'm sure happened.
Well, they are, and I'm sure, you know, I mean, the majority of it's going to be normal, but there's anomalies. You know, but I mean, so you have in Missouri, you have the Loop, and you also have Schmores. Those are two very big ones in this area. You know, and people can camp, people can go out there. Ours, what sets us apart is ours is a controlled trail, so it's one way.
It's directional.
It's directional. Okay, other places people pay and they just go out and they just, you know. So,
any more questions for the applicant? I think we've got a lot of information. With a special use permit, based on what's presented, my recommendation is we separate out the items being considered to do a separate motion. But I'm open to what you guys think. If you want it all in one. Any discussion?
Yeah, I guess I have discussion.
Sir, you're out of order. You've had your time to speak.
Okay. On your night to rental cabins, you're going to have 10, so it's 5 and 5.
Yes, sir. On the.
And what's the square footage?
On the north and south of the cabins.
Yes. Approximately 120 square feet. Small.
So you'd go with one bedroom.
Probably efficiency.
It's an open concept, one bedroom.
Yeah. Restroom facilities for those are
at the main office area.
So a bathhouse.
Yes, there will be showers offered in the same area.
That was my question. I was trying to read the legend, and I couldn't really make out. You've got the different dry camp sites with a first aid station. Is that, I couldn't tell from the legend, if that included a restroom facility?
No, it does not.
So you've got one restroom facility for 1,400 acres?
Which is more than what a lot of off-road parks offer, so yes.
I have 400 acres, and if I'm at one end and I need to get to the other end, it's probably not going to happen.
So what do you do? You either plan ahead or, you know. Yeah.
I appreciate the clarification because I was having a hard time figuring that out.
So back to the nightly rentals, you say basically 120 square feet. Are you going to go larger?
We don't want people to want to stay for long periods of time. These are designed to set up just for the weekend. Come in, stay for the weekend, go home. And there is no plans to have anything larger than that. But, you know, in the event that we do decide later on to do it, I'm assuming it's something we'd have to come back and get permission for. Pretty much. Yeah. It's just for hanging out, sleeping. Most of the people are just going to come out and ride. If they want a hotel room, they can stay in there.
What made you think they need to have a ski range there?
Just because he owns a bunch of ski machines.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah, if he doesn't, I'll probably buy them from him. I own a gun club, so...
Alcohol,
a lot of
facilities.
No, sir.
Not at all.
No.
This is agricultural currently, right?
Correct, A1.
And they're leaving it A1. So, can you explain Article 29 then between the private and public differences?
Yeah. So publicly owned or operated motocross, motorcycle, ATV, or other motorized vehicle racing tracks.